Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Tuesday, August 4th. The Michigan August primary election is being held today. Hunter Dode has more on what you need to know as you head to the polls.
Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. John Kiefer is the Midland County Chief Deputy Clerk. He says PPE has been given to townships and social distancing will be required. However, masks are a different story.
The governor put out that we can't absolutely require masks, but we are still going to put a sign up saying that we require masks. At the same time, we can't turn any voter away if they refuse to or if they're medically unable to.
Kiefer says while the polls close at 8 p.m., anybody still online at 8 p.m. can vote. The county says they typically see a close to a 60% turnout during presidential primary elections, but this year they are expecting closer to a 40 to 50% turnout. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
Now, a lot of people have requested absentee ballots for the primary election. If you have not yet returned your ballot, it is definitely too late to send it in via mail, but you can drop it off at your local clerk's office through 8 p.m. this evening. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on political action committees that are relied on by many state lawmakers. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network says that during the governor's stay-at-home order, State House member PACs saw a steep drop in campaign donations. Simon Schuster is the executive director of the network.
During the stay-at-home order, those donations essentially cratered. They were less than half of what they were in 2016 or 2012.
As coronavirus restrictions have loosened, Schuster says many state lawmakers have been working to close that fundraising gap. The state legislature will not return to the Capitol in Lansing this week because one member is tested positive for COVID-19. Rick Pluta reports.
Republican State Senator Tom Barrett tested positive as part of a routine screening for National Guard service. Barrett said he's self-isolating but is not experiencing significant symptoms. Senate Republican spokeswoman Amber McCann said the week off will allow lawmakers and staff to get tested and wait on the results.
So in order for that time to take place, we're going to cancel session in committees this week.
McCann said plans for next week are still under consideration. Republicans have clashed with Governor Gretchen Whitmer over the pace of allowing schools and businesses to reopen. Democratic State Representative Isaac Robinson died in March of a suspected coronavirus infection. I'm Rick Pluta.
It's not just parents, teachers, and students who are in a quandary over back-to-school plans. Retail stores say back-to-school shopping is down this year, and it's hurting their bottom line. Megan Holland is a spokeswoman for the Michigan Retailers Association. She says back-to-school spending is feeling the effect of the uncertainty over school reopenings. And she says more people continue to shop online. Holland says a new study shows local shopping does have an effect on the economy.
Even before the pandemic, the study showed that Michiganders were sending $18.5 billion out of state. Well, that was money that will never come back to Michigan. So it's just super important to be aware that shopping in your community makes a huge difference.
Holland says even if people switched 1/10 of their local shopping to businesses in the state, it would help Michigan's economy. She says it would also create more than 10,000 jobs. One of the so-called squad of four first-term women of color in Congress is facing a crucial primary election today. As Quinn Kleinfelter reports, challengers accuse Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib of courting the national spotlight at the expense of her constituents.
Rashida Tlaib, the first Palestinian-American woman in Congress, was elected in part on her vow to impeach the president. Trump later tweeted that she and the rest of the squad of first-term congresswomen should go back where they came from, which in Tlaib's case is Detroit. But Tlaib says she's not just fighting Trump, she's fighting for her district, one of the poorest in the nation.
I can't be so focused on the tweets. All I can do is represent my community. They want me to speak very loudly about the injustice that they're experiencing.
Rival candidate Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones says Tlaib's brash tone prevents her from reaching bipartisan solutions. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.
We continue to hear about the impacts of the coronavirus on retail, schools, and of course, healthcare. Veterans hospitals have been especially hard hit during the crisis. As part of our series, Collisions with COVID, Gina Harris takes a look at a local VA medical center.
At Henry Ford Hospitals and across Michigan, health facilities are receiving phone calls day in and day out. Many of them are related to COVID. The impact is being felt at VA hospitals. The Aleda E. Lutz VA Medical Center in Saginaw covers 35 counties in central and northern Michigan. James Hines is a medical doctor and chief of staff at the center. He says since the coronavirus, they've beefed up virtual services.
Video Connect, which is the ability to meet with the patient on a video screen, telephone conversations to our veterans to check on them, to see how they were doing, to make sure they received their medication, make sure that if they had issues with PTSD or other specific things related to veterans, that those questions were answered.
Hines says patients and workers have made a smooth transition to distance health. He says the VA has realized that there's a lot of health care that can be done virtually. Hines says before the pandemic, 70% of patients were receiving face-to-face care. He says now, for the most part, patients don't have to leave their home.
And now that we've done that, the veterans have really stepped up and said, hey, we really like that. We get to see our doctor and we don't have to travel. It's been so positive that we have a goal of doing 70% of our medical visits virtually. So that's telephone or video, yes.
Hines says the VA has limited 5 ambulatory care centers, but Traverse City, Clare, Alpena, and Oscoda have remained fully open for emergencies and face-to-face visits. He says the 4 emergency locations were placed so patients wouldn't have to drive more than an hour to receive care. He says the VA has vans available if a patient needs transportation. Hines says pharmacists and nurses send out educational messages to ensure the well-being of veterans. He says they stress the importance of maintaining good mental health during the pandemic. Hines says, along with COVID, veterans in and around Midland have also faced floods in their communities.
There were 2 dams that broke with massive flooding. We had 3,000 veterans in the flood zone. And we contacted all of our veterans to make sure that they were safe and that they had food and clothing and the medicine that they needed. So in the midst of the COVID, we had that second crisis.
Hines says the VA is planning for a resurgence of COVID. He says they have stockpiles of equipment ready to go. And he says they have been looking at how they can do things differently to improve care. Hines says if people continue to use face masks and social distance, it will improve the lives of everyone.
That a mask is helpful. It does decrease the spread of this virus. And so there are things that veterans can do to decrease their chances.
The way you help veterans is the same way you help everyone else, he says. Everyone should mask up. Masking should not be political. Dr. Nicholas Haddad is the Associate Professor of Infectious Disease with Central Michigan University.
People need to understand the critical role masking has in prevention. Masking is what we need to carry on for now until we get rid of this virus.
Dr. Haddad says along with masks, people need to practice social distancing and hand hygiene. And Dr. James Hines with the VA says it's important for people to do the right thing to help protect veterans who gave themselves to protect our country. Gina Harris, WCMU News.
And that is your Tuesday morning news roundup. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.